On Mondays, we ask Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini to join us. This segment is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. I texted into Lou's show over the weekend. Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Did you acknowledge my text message?
I did.
Because I had to turn the radio off after I sent it, and then you texted me back, but I didn't know if you mentioned that I had a similar question for you.
Did I acknowledge it on the air? I texted you back. I don't know that I acknowledged it on the air.
That's what I'm looking for, Lou. I don't care if you text me back. I want your many thousands of listeners to hear that I'm...
I understand. I think when you texted me, I was in the news. That's what it was.
Uh-huh, yeah. So the question from one of your listeners, though, was about a skylight, right?
Correct.
I know we've talked about this last week, and I don't want to dwell on it, but I think it's in kind of a critical question for people who are trying to keep their houses cool. And in my case, I have a third floor of this big, dumb old house I have. It doesn't have air conditioning up there. And I said, should I open the windows or keep them closed? And then one of your listeners said they had a Malnati's pizza on the line. They had bet one another whether or not they should open their their skylights.
Right.
I think that's what you call them.
No. I think that the issue is we have a skylight. They had rooms with windows. And I used the example of the room I had with the skylight and how that the heat does come in, especially when we have the high humidity. So that's just to get that straight.
Wow. And so your advice is, even though that's an unair-conditioned room, close the window if the rest of the house has air conditioning, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. I guess. Okay. That's Mr.
You wanna, speaking of adulation and you know, acknowledgement, do you want to share with the audience the email that you sent to me today?
Which one did I send to you today?
The one that made me look, the guy said I'm a genius.
Yeah, it's over here somewhere, Lou. I'll look for it.
In the world of AI, I'm trying to keep up because I even have my son who's like, well, he'll call me with a problem and he'll say, yeah, when I get off this call, this work call, I'm going to Google it and find out what's going on. I'm like, hey, you got your Google right here. What are you doing?
Let me see if I got it in front of me here, because I did print it out. It was a listener with a similar issue who said, thanks to Lou, you're my hero. It was the same issue, and the person kept his window closed, and he felt the rest of the house was cooler as a result.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, I probably have it. Here it is right here, Jen.
Okay.
Your Majesty.
Yeah.
I have a three-bedroom ranch and only a 14,000 BTU window unit air conditioner in the front room. I close off two bedrooms and leave their windows open, and the air conditioner is good enough to keep the rest of the house comfortable. Last week, you told Lou Manfredini that an air-conditioned home with adjoining rooms that are not air-conditioned should have their windows left open. Lou Manfredini said that is not true. So I have closed the windows to the non-air-conditioned rooms, and now my home is much more comfortable.
That's what the person said. Your advice today is about mosquitoes, right? What are you telling us mosquitoes?
Yeah, I mean, come on now. You said you're working outside. Did you get bit by the mosquitoes? I mean, all this rain and the crazy rain and the heat, it's going to just create a huge problem. And so we're going to start getting more and more West Nile virus stuff. And so you want to be a little proactive with this, and there are both granular shakes that you can put in and around the bushes that is more of a natural smelling product that can last up to 2 weeks and is rain safe, or there's also hose end products that both Off and Bonide and Raid all make this stuff that you connect to the garden hose and spray, and it really does a nice job spraying the bushes and whatnot where these mosquitoes are, because if you're going to spend more time, like today, it's just lovely, and you want to be outside, but tonight, you're going to get eaten alive.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I was out in the backyard, and as I was watering a certain area, all of a sudden, a squadron of these little bugs just lifted up out of the lawn. And I don't know if those were mosquitoes or what, but something's going on out there.
Yeah. and they're going for your ankles.
So you like these some sort of granular stuff I should be putting down in the yard?
I personally like the granular one, especially, you know, you've got grandchildren. It's a more organic product. So you go out there, you know, before people are coming over, you sprinkle a little. It's a big gallon jug. It's like a giant salt shaker. And you sprinkle it around the lawn. It has almost a little garlic smell to it initially, but then it stays there, and it can last up to 2 weeks. Now, they claim it's rain safe, so if it does rain, you don't have to go running out there and reapply. But, you know, if you're going to spend any time outside, I would use that granular shake for the mosquitoes every couple of weeks. It's a small investment to keep everybody safe.
Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini's here with text messages and phone calls coming in. Lou, you ready?
Yes, sir.
I have the same issue these other two listeners do. Lou, we've got patio flagstone with polymeric sand, and we're overloaded with small, tiny ants and have no way of controlling them. The next one says, I've got these small ants. I sprayed them, and they're gone for a day, and then they come back to the exact same spots. What do we do about this? Lou, I've got the same thing. We had some stuff put down, and the little piles everywhere.
Yeah, the polymeric is, you know, it's a sand that gets very hard to hold everything in place, but the ants can break it apart. It's a very difficult thing to manage. And so what I would do is we need to get some type of shake in there that goes back to the food source. There is there's an ant shake called Bonide Revenge, and it is also a granule. And I want you to take that and sprinkle it all over the patio, especially in those lines. And the idea is it's a food source, and they take that food source back to the queen. All ants have a queen, and if we eliminate the queen, we eliminate this, and it has some residual value. It may take up to 2 weeks for it to work, but initially, you know, it's granules, so it looks like it's not powder. It's kind of earthy in tone,
yeah.
So it'll kind of blend in a little bit. But you just want to go right over the top of where you're having that issue, and you should see results within 2 weeks.
Tom's got a question for Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Tom, how can we help you?
Lou, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Lou, I want to thank you for some advice that you gave us 3 months ago between the refrigerator and the freezer, and it's working beautifully. Second of all, your compliment to you, you have Lou Manfredini intelligence. It's not artificial. You are LMI, okay? You are LMI, okay?
Wow.
Now I'm not trying to get, this is not a paid promotion, okay? Our stores here in Naperville used to have knife sharpening for homeowners to bring their knives in. Did you ever have that? And is that still available at Ace Hardware stores?
Oh, yeah. Many stores still do that. We do that at our store as well. And so many stores offer that as a service. Some send it out, but many have the equipment right there to do it. And we do it a lot. People are really happy with the service.
I had no idea. I've got an Ace in my little town, and I go there every weekend.
I bet they do it.
I have got some dull knives, too. I'm glad you called, Tom.
Yeah.
And on behalf of Lou, thank you. This is Eileen.
Yeah.
You're on WGN. How can we help you, Eileen?
Hi, thank you. We've been living in our house for about 30 years, and of course everybody has the fuse box. Well, we went into the fuse box the other day, and everything is sort of rubbed out, knowing what goes with what.
Yeah.
Who can you go to, which isn't going to cost us a fortune to do it? Maybe my husband and I can do it. But
wait, to do what? You're not going to rewire the fuse box. You just want to relabel
you
know what goes where.
Relabel.
Okay. Lou, what's your thought about that?
Well, okay, so you would hire a licensed electrician if you wanted to have someone professionally do this. However, there is a way to, there is a device you can buy that at maybe a hardware store, but more than likely an electrical supply house, where you would go plug this device into an outlet, and there's a sensor that someone can hold down at the panel, and it will, what's called, send a tone down the wire. And it'd be like, all right, this is the kitchen outlets. And you would go around, you and your husband, you'd plug into all the outlets. You'd be like, this is the dining room. This is the circuit for the bathroom. This is the circuit for this. And So then you would, by trial and elimination, find out, do I have a circuit for the dishwasher? Do I have a circuit for the furnace, which you should? And then you would go with a nice pen and relabel everything. So that tool that I'm speaking of might cost you $100. If you hire an electrician to come out and do all this, it might cost you $1,000.
So where do I get this gadget, Lou?
More than likely an electrical supply house.
Lou, why don't I just turn everything on in the house and then throw the switch, and whatever goes out, you now know that's what that goes to. I mean, wouldn't that work?
Well, that would work, other than the fact that depending on how houses are wired. So I just had this happen at my house over the weekend. The range, there was something wet that went on there, and the thing kept lighting, you know, like it wants to light, tick, 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 and it wouldn't stop. I tried drying it out.
Oh.
Well, I went down to my panel, which is pretty well labeled, and I couldn't find anything that had that range. And so it was actually piggybacked onto another breaker that did a completely different room. And so you can do that. You can go shut everything off and then turn it all up. But you want to know specifically every outlet, what breaker it feeds.
That's Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Listen for him Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Okay, Your Majesty, or whatever it is that person said.
No, you're Your Majesty. I am All Hail Lou.
LMI. He's got LMI. All right, thank you, buddy.
Goodbye.
My best to your family.